So, hello listeners, it's me again. Yes, it's Uta, and I bring you my selection of snippets. A dig unearthed 50 Viking skeletons. Archaeologists have made a landmark discovery in a village in central Denmark that could hold important clues to the Viking era. A burial ground containing about 50 skeletons. And these skeletons are so very well preserved, said the archaeologist. Well, the 6 months dig brought it to the limelight, well, to the sunlight, actually. Normally, we would be lucky to find a few teeth in the graves, he said, but here we have an entire skeleton, and not only one, but 50. So something elsewhere, or something else, was found a bit further to the east. A baby mammoth was found after 50,000 years. Well, this time, 50, the number seems to come up all the time, but now this time it's 50,000 years. So researchers in Siberia are conducting tests on a juvenile mammoth whose well-preserved remains were discovered in thawing permafrost after more than 50,000 years. The creature was recovered from the Batagaika crater, a huge depression more than 80 meters, which is 260 feet deep, which is widening as a result of climate change. The carcass, weighing more than 110 kilos, so 242 pounds, was brought to the surface on an improvised stretcher, said Maxim Cherpasov, head of the Lazaru Mammoth Museum Laboratory in Yakutsk. He said the mammoth was probably a little over a year old when it died, but their tests would enable the scientists to confirm this more accurately. And the fact that its head and trunk had survived was particularly unusual. Well, we change direction now and we are going to the South Pole. Well, a digger picks up a penguin. Well, not a frozen one. No, not a frozen one. A penguin near the South Pole has made a new best friend, a 50-ton digger being used by the British Antarctic Survey. The Gentoo penguin has been nicknamed Colin by the operator of the bright orange machine, the bucket of which Colin insists on trying to sit on, or in. Alan Cox, the Lincolnshire-based engineering firm BAM Nuttall, which is constructing a building at the Rothera Research Station and resurfacing its runway, said, well, he is a particular type of penguin who seems to think a 50-ton excavator we have here was either his parent or some sort of friend. Well, I'm sure Alan Cox, who said that, was his best friend. A penguin on a digger, what next? Well, I hope he wasn't left there. What do you leave sometimes? Well, I left a phone at a bus station in Jersey last year, and luckily somebody gave it back to the police and I got my phone back. But what do you leave sometimes? Well, things people leave, for example, on their car's roof. I bet you've done this too. There are few things in life that make the stomach drop like the sound of something that you had forgotten you had left on a car roof, smashing with abandon into the road behind. It has happened to 6 million of us within the past year, according to Churchill Insurance. The most common items left on a car roof are, guess what, number one, mobile phones. Well, 1,326,000 were left. So, number two is takeaway, tea or coffee, 1,143,000. So, when we're talking about those numbers, we have millions of people who do that. Number three was bottled or canned drinks. Number four was a bag of shopping. Number five were spectacles. Number six, a mug. Or number seven, a notebook. Number eight, child's toy. Well, that's easily done when you put your child in the car. Number nine, a wallet or card holder. This can happen when you go to the parking machine. And of course, number 10 were keys. 610,000 keys were left on a car roof. I wonder how these people drove their car, or maybe they just closed it and left it on the roof. Well, some items shouldn't just be left. Well, they need to be kept in a museum. Sergeant Pepperhorns go to Beatles Museum. Yes, Sergeant Pepper horns. Yes, the French horns used to create the sound of one of the Beatles' most acclaimed albums have gone on display at the Liverpool Beatles Museum. The instruments can be heard on Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which was released in 1967 and stayed at number one in the UK chart for 23 weeks. The Beatles were and are still so famous that special coins are available to collect. Well, and a very special one is with Beatle McCartney. That's his gold coin. Gold and silver coins, actually, celebrating musician Sir Paul McCartney. And they have been put for auction through Stax Bowers Galleries. One gold and four silver pieces are being made available, the Royal Mint said. The gold 5-kilo coin is the biggest gold-proof coin produced as part of the Royal Mint's Music Legends coin series. That's quite a heavy weight, 5 kilo. Not everything costs money, we know. So Lady Gaga will perform free in Rio. Lady Gaga has confirmed that she will perform a free concert in Rio or on Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana Beach on the May the 3rd. I've been dying to come perform for you for years and was heartbroken when I had to cancel years ago because I was hospitalized, the singer said on social media. And in 2017, she cancelled a performance at Rock in Rio for medical reasons. So she's happy now to have give a concert for free. But I tell you what, never mind the free concert, but how much costs a flight to Rio? Well, that brings me to, well, beware of all the ticket scams, fans are being warned. Almost £250,000 was lost to sports ticket scams between January and September, according to Santander. Almost a third of the £243,000 worth, which is about £80,491, it says here, was lost by fans aged 19 to 34, the bank said. Younger people made up to 84% of cases by volume. I suppose they just go for these ticket touts and try to get tickets and have 3, 4, 5 websites open to get something and maybe end up with the wrong one. Criminals send fake tickets or offer tickets that do not exist. Sales are typically advertised on social media or via fake websites. Football scams made up more than half of the losses. Motorsport fans lost the biggest amounts on average at £3,851, followed by golf fans who lost £860. The average loss per scam has risen sharply, climbing to £352 this year from £220 in 2023. Chris Ainsley, Santander's head of fraud risk management, said, "Scammers know how to exploit the excitement around the big games. Don't let them score at your expense. A quick check can be the difference between cheering in the stands or being left on the bench, out of pocket and out of luck." Yeah, everything has gone up. Every price has gone up. And giving a present to someone is now a tough choice sometimes. And this has actually changed. So giving money has been a forerunner. Cash is best gift for young adults, it says. Cash is the most popular way for young adults to receive financial gifts at Christmas, a survey says. Nearly half, 49% of 16 to 24-year-olds asked said they would prefer to receive cash as a Christmas present, according to research for Cash Access at and ATM Network Link. Two-fifths, 40% of people at this age group would be happy to receive a voucher, while 36% would welcome a bank transfer as a festive gift. Across all ages, gift cards and vouchers were most popular way to receive financial gifts. Well, sensible ideas, I suppose. Sensible ideas are coming up with cash gifts or money earned. Students want more lessons on finance, so the younger groups really want to be introduced to finance plans, I suppose. Nearly 3 in 5 university students want more education on financial choices and budgeting at school, a survey has suggested. The survey of 1,105 full-time undergraduate students in England by the Higher Education Policy Institute found only 38% said the curriculum in school left them ready for life and ready for work. Overall, 59% said they wanted to know more about financial choices and budgeting. The report said, this may be more pressing because of the financial challenges students increasingly face while studying in higher education. Well, there's a big divide in how much money can you accumulate or spend. And we have some fast facts here between women versus men. Of the 3,194 billionaires in the world in 2022, only 12.5% were women. Male billionaires tend to be self-made. 45% of the female billionaires in 2020 inherited their fortune. I bet they had some good divorces. One in five female billionaires spent most of their time in non-profits. 5% of male billionaires do that. Philanthropy is the most cited hobby for female billionaires, 71%, and for men it is sport, 71%. Well, yes, giving money away for a good cause like Leo DiCaprio is always a really good thing to do. So Leonardo DiCaprio gives $1 million for the LA Wildfire Aid. Hollywood star Leonardo DiCaprio is donating $1 million to support urgent needs and post-fire recovery efforts in the wake of the Los Angeles wildfires. The actor and environmentalist made a pledge in collaboration with his organization Rewild and its rapid response program after at least 25 people were killed and thousands of homes destroyed in the Californian disaster. DiCaprio said aid would immediately benefit organizations including the LA Fire Department Foundation, California Fire Foundation, and the World Central Kitchen. So, but unfortunately, some people are so desperate and short of money that they actually turn to crime. And here is a resolution for some in Michigan. Well, shoplifters will have to wash cars for free. A judge in the U.S. state of Michigan is putting sponges in the hands of shoplifters, so not to go to prison, but doing something worthwhile, ordering them to wash cars in a Walmart car park. Judge Jeffrey Clothier hopes the community service discourages people from stealing and the car washes will be free. I don't think everybody that steals is a bad person. Sometimes people are just down on their luck, said Clothier. So, when will it end with rising costs? That's the question. Well, I think it will go on and on because now parking fees rise at one in four trusts, hospital car parks. At least one in four NHS trusts in England raised the cost of parking for either patients, staff or both in the 2 years to March 2024, according to research. The increases were attacked by a patient's charity as unfairly penalizing people who are unwell. But health experts said hospital trusts are under huge financial pressure and cannot afford to maintain free car parks. Of the 147 trusts in England, 37 said they had raised the price of parking between April 2022 and March 2024. Well, there's desperation in some people's lives and they take to consume alcohol too much, I think, or many people think. So the UK deaths caused by alcohol hit record high. The number of deaths across the UK specifically caused by alcohol has reached a record high. It is the fourth consecutive year a new record has been reported by the Office for National Statistics. A total of 10,473 deaths from alcohol-specific causes were registered in the UK in 2023. The drivers of this crisis are well known. It's the cheap and easily accessible alcohol and aggressive marketing that normalizes excessive drinking, said Professor Gilmore. So find something else to do. Don't take to alcohol if you are desperate. You need to get sober if you had too much. Well, best stick to non-alcoholic drinks in the first place. Maybe drink a coffee. Drinking coffee is linked to a reduced risk of developing a range of cancers, including colon and rectal cancers. A recent research on 1,700 bowel cancer patients in the Netherlands found those who drank coffee were at a much lower risk of redeveloping the disease. Professor Barry explains that the precise reason is, or why, it isn't clear yet. But however, it seems likely that its high polyphenol content may be important, she says. There's growing evidence that polyphenols in coffee, including chlorogenic acid, caffeic acid, and flavonoids, might reduce cancer risk. And this is for decaffeinated coffee. This goes for decaffeinated coffee too. So, but delay your caffeine fix, because drinking caffeine releases adrenaline, which is then, on the other hand, the source of your flight or fight response. And this can give you an instant boost, but maintaining that requires more coffee, which may result in you spending the day in an agitated state and feeling on the edge. So, well, leave it or do it or not. Well, hyper adrenaline, I don't know what's best. Why not go to the auction of a closed theme park? It sells exhibits. Yes. Exhibits from a closed theme park, including an entire Victorian era village and a full-size replica Concorde, are going up for auction next month. Flambards in Helston, Cornwall is selling off almost 1,500 items, including its faux late 1800s shops and parts of a Britain and the Blitz exhibit. After almost 50 years and rising costs and falling visitor numbers forced the attraction to shut in November last year. Well, maybe you can catch something and put it as a memento in your house or garden. Well, something unique. Have a little think about it. Listen, or till you listen to my next snippets with Uta. Goodbye.